I will definitely call you back later then.
Come on, wrap it up.
Big circle.
Okay, you know what? Wrap up the circle thing. Come on.
Commissioner Parker, wrap it up, please.
Okay.
Okay, everybody, that's a wrap.
That's a wrap. Wrap it up. That is, by the way, I learned the other day, and I have the evidence to prove it. I learned the other day that Dave Peach, former Commissioner Dave Peach's favorite part of my show. Put my computer on.
Hey, now you're not gonna ever take Wrap It Up, Commissioner Parker, off the wrap, are you?
Oh, that's my favorite part.
Oh yeah, I love that.
Even though he's not, of course, on the commission anymore, and but he loves that, and Sam Parker gets referenced in that, so that is the good stuff. But no, and he joins us now for the first time, Dave Peach, former county commissioner from Navarre. Welcome to the wrap.
Thank you, Andrew. It's great to be here. I really appreciate you asking me to come on.
If you need to tell me, wrap it up. That's perfectly fine as well. We also have, and I'm a fairly good friend of this young lady, and I may be the only person that has ever said her name right on public airwaves.
But can you do it again?
And we'll see. This is going to be the test. Joy Tsubaoka.
Perfect.
Yes.
Nice.
Yes.
Two semesters of Japanese in college paid off.
You are correct. I've always mispronounced your name, and I'm so sorry.
There are two O's. That's and right. Anyway, so she is a former public information officer for Santa Rosa County. She now is the marketing director for Crown Healthcare Laundry and a good friend. Joy, welcome to the wrap.
Thank you. It's
my so this is kind of like the Santa Rosa edition. I'm kind of excited about this. Let's start with the big obvious story of the week for Santa Rosa, which is the Pea Ridge Connector, a project that you were part of helping begin, and you were there, of course, to watch it get open. What
exactly.
Do you think?
Well, I think it's awesome. You know, like I told you out there, these things take time. And when you look to the future, I think Sam summed it up great. You know, way back when we were considering this, they said it should be two lanes only, maybe four lanes in the future. Build it right. You know, the county's growing. We decided to put four lanes in. It wasn't that much more money. Now it's done. We don't have to go back and redo things and inconvenience folks with construction again. So I'm proud to be a part of that project. I'm proud of Sam for working that project. He got beat up a little bit over that project, but you know what? That road's going to be used. And you know, you heard the fire chief, you heard the sheriff, what it's going to do for the community. So being a part of those things is awesome. And like I said, there's projects coming that I worked the whole 4 years I was in that are just getting started now. So
yeah,
these things take forever to get done, and that's why you got to do them right the first time.
I thought his comment was so on point that, you know, the critics of the four-lane Pea Ridge Connector are sometimes, at least, the same people who are like, why did you only make Woodbine three lanes? People.
Exactly.
You can't believe both. And the cost. It's like 10% extra to put four lanes plus bike paths plus sidewalks as opposed, because once you're mobilized and active, it's much easier to do.
Exactly.
Than to come back later, and it'll be more expensive because it's later, in addition to the fact that it's just more expensive to expand at that point. And maybe you don't get the right of way, and you know, all of these other problems.
Exactly.
It makes so much sense. Joy, have you been on the new road yet?
I have not, but I am looking forward to saving 20 minutes of my life whenever I want to go from one place to the other. I mean, because before this, I mean, you had to go down to Dogwood, or you had to go down to one of the Spencer Fields.
Exactly.
Where your closest way to get north. And I'm just ecstatic that you can be down in the Walmart, Chick-fil-A,
right,
PJC, or Pensacola State College area,
right, right,
and then be able to now go up quickly. And it's great to see. We've grown exponentially over the last 20 years in Santa Rosa. We've been one of the top growing counties in the United States for several years, and our infrastructure is lagged, so it's great to be able, it's hard to keep up with because it does take so long.
Exactly.
I mean, these projects move at a glacier pace, but it
right,
just is what it is, and it's wonderful to see that our leaders have taken note and are moving forward.
Yeah, no, I thought it was great. The one thing that almost, I don't know, caught me by surprise-ish, I knew it was in the design, but it's still just the driving of it is, I hadn't realized it was going to be a two-lane roundabout, which is, I think, the first in the area. I've said that several times. I think it's the only one in our, you know, couple of counties area. We have a number of roundabouts. You know, we get the one downtown on Bayfront. The one at Langley has gotten a little more attention. But there's numerous roundabouts in the area. The PSC one on the South Campus, there's one there. And they're all kind of hidden, right? The one mm-hmm. by the Walmart and Gulf Breeze. But this one is
high
not
traffic
even,
area.
Yeah, it's a high traffic area, or will be. And when they open up the side, you know, the road that goes to the west side of that, you have two lanes for a roundabout, which I know people are like in their head, oh my God, oh, I mean, a roundabout, two lanes, what am I going to do? But
it's the most efficient way and safest way to move traffic through intersections. It is. We were putting them on bases. You know, there's one on Hurlburt, and it's educating people on how to use them. Is what needs to be done. Every other country uses them.
Exactly.
I mean,
we're a little lagging, and as that is as a country.
It is kind of easy once we get through them.
And it's simple to use. If you're in, you win. That's what I say. If you're in the circle, don't stop to let somebody in. You win.
Right.
You're in that circle. You know, keep it moving.
Let me just say this. I think that one of the problems that people in this area have as drivers with roundabouts is not that, well, y'all are just dumb drivers. That's not the problem, okay? The problem is we're too nice.
Yes.
And I run into this all the time because I have to traverse an intersection that's a fairly busy road east-west. North-south is stop signs.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay? And the people who are on the corridor and they want to stop and let you go ahead and make your turn or your cross, I'm like, brother, just do your job.
Exactly.
Stop being so nice. And if everybody is just selfish, you know, because road rules are built around the selfish person, if y'all can just be a little selfish and do your job, everything works.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, driver's ed. I had a driver's ed instructor that would smack you in the back of the head if you did something stupid. And that's how I learned to drive. He had the little brake pedal and he would lock them up, you know. So you're right. As a motorcycle rider, it scares me when I see the left lane slowing down to stop to let someone cross traffic and I'm in the right lane. I mean,
yeah, because that can cause problems. So, by the way, you mentioned it and you used to build stuff for the air. You used to build bases.
Yes.
And I don't know your retirement rank.
Colonel. I was a full colonel.
All right. So you have a little bit of background in the infrastructure game. A
little bit.
So we got Dave Peach here with us, former county commissioner, former PIO for Santa Rosa County, Joy Tsubaoka, and also now Crown Healthcare Laundry Marketing Director. We'll talk about that coming up in just a second. Let's get Candy in here with a quick traffic on the fives.
All right. And Highway 90 in Milton, westbound from near the turnoff to PSC Milton on Avalon, back up almost Dogwood Drive. The left lane is shut down after an accident this morning near Ollie's, just to give you another idea. 437-1620 if you have traffic tips. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Back to my guests and friends, Dave and Joy. Now, Joy, this is interesting because you work for a company that until yesterday, I guess, when we were talking on the phone, but, you know, basically until today, I had never heard of. Okay, at Crown Healthcare Laundry, a little tiny brand new company located in, is it in Pensacola or is it in Santa Rosa?
It's in Pensacola.
Okay, it's in Pensacola. And what do they do?
We provide healthcare linen to hospitals and outpatient facilities. In a nutshell, that's what we do. We've been in Escambia County for, yes, we're brand new, 68 years. We're headquartered in Pensacola also,
okay.
So we have two locations in Pensacola. We have 12 in the southeastern United States, so we serve the states as far north as Arkansas, Tennessee, and we go down to central Florida. We do have 9 processing facilities and 3 distribution sites. We employ 1,700 people in Pensacola. We have...
Wait. You employ 1,700 people in Pensacola?
No.
We
about 150 in Pensacola,
okay.
but
still
100 okay. across our all of our locations. And we just built a brand new facility in Atlanta to serve the hospitals and healthcare industry up there. It's 100,000 square feet. It's a huge building.
Wow.
Yeah. So I actually, it's kind of like how I fell into county government. Is like I really didn't know it existed.
Yeah.
Until I met my original boss, Sonia Daniel, who's with the Supervisor of Elections now.
Yeah.
It's one of those things that I had a friend that went to work there and let me know about a job opening. And I'm like, holy moly, you know, we've got this huge company that's really doing a lot to increase the economic ability of a lot of the people in Escambia County. So
you do the linens for, which is, you know, you never think about that. Like, you know, somebody's got to provide and clean.
Yes.
So, and you're not, you know, you don't want the nurses doing laundry in the basement. I mean, that's not a feasible structure. So
right. We've seen what's happened in laundry basements before. and one of the great things is it used to be that the hospitals will do it themselves many, many, many years ago, and they would have the facilities in-house. I believe that Baptist in their current facility has an in-house.
Oh, okay.
It's an on-site linen facility, but a lot of them have gone away because it's much more cost-effective
yeah.
to have a
Outsource,
and that's what we do. So when you go and put a gown on, or unfortunately, if you're admitted into the hospital, the sheets and the blankets and things that you have, the towels, those come from typically an outside vendor, and hopefully Crown.
Hopefully, no. See, that's fascinating to me about, and that's something that, you know, again, probably very few people. You know, we have, what, 500,000 people that live in our two-county area. And, you know, what percentage of them even knew Crown existed?
Right.
I'm willing to wager less than 5%. You know, Dave Peach is a county commissioner, and he did.
I did not.
And he did not. Former county commissioner in Santa Rosa, he did not. And that's, I kind of wanted to bring that up a little bit because, you know, you working in economic development, of course, and you representing the county and all the work mm-hmm. in economic development, we're seeing an explosion of development in Santa Rosa.
Yeah,
I think
Shannon's
Escambia is kind of watching in jealousy right now and kind of, you know, trying their best to catch up a little bit and, you know, turn OLF 8 into a little bit of that and, you know, some of the other tech parks and industrial parks in the area. But you've seen the same thing where companies that people had never heard of, when you became a commissioner, I assume, you discovered all kinds of things about your county that you're like, really?
Exactly. Leadership Santa Rosa helped me with that. But mm-hmm. I mean, the industrial parks, I just took a neighbor through our industrial parks, and he lives down on the south end. He had no idea what was happening in our industrial parks. And that team, we bought more land there off of 87 and I-10. Mm-hmm. And those industrial parks already are full with commitments of people going, if you build it, we will come. And that's what we need, is getting these jobs, these high paying jobs, so our folks can stay here. You know, we want them to stay in Santa Rosa County and not come across the bridge. That'll help traffic. There's all kinds
of
benefits. Right. Exactly. But, you know, bringing those companies in with those high-paying jobs and then working with the schools on the STEM programs mm-hmm. and aviation mechanic programs and things like that is just a boom for this area, and it's a great thing
to have those options.
And
we have to remember, too, this isn't new. It's really great in Santa Rosa County, but that's because the leaders have, for the last 20 years, been buying land mm-hmm. where perhaps in other counties they aren't. Shannon's done a really good job.
Shannon Ogletree.
Ogletree, of growing the area, so we have a place to put them. And a lot of times those votes are very contentious because people don't understand why county government has to buy land. But this is exactly why. I mean, Whiting Field.
Exactly.
I mean, everybody thought that park was going to be, you know, nothing. And look how hopping
the Leonardo Park on the corner,
yes.
right?
And Don Salter had that vision many, many years ago. And you're going to see Leonardo breaking ground probably later this year on a monster facility.
And we all love the jobs now, but I tell you, those were some very unpopular votes.
Mm-hmm. And also, what I think is, and you made it kind of in passing, Dave, the point that, by the way, it's The Wrap here, and we're talking with Dave Peach, former county commissioner, and Joy Tsuboka, who's a former PIO for Santa Rosa County. And you made the point in passing that it solves a little bit of the traffic issue because, you know, right now we have major roads issues in part because of the increased volume of people, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's no doubt.
Yes.
More is more, okay? Yep. But going back to the conversation that we've been having about OLF 8, which is if you have residential in the same geography where they're working, then they don't ever have to leave and get on 9 Mile or get on Beulah in order to go to the new connector when it connects to the interstate. They just stay where they work, and that alleviates all of those, you know, travel miles on those other connectors. Well, same thing is if folks who live up by Five Points in Santa Rosa County, if they work at Navy Federal, well, that's a lot of traffic on Woodbine, across 90, over the causeway, down 9 Mile. That's a lot of traffic.
Nobody wants to be at the Phil at 7:45 in the morning.
Exactly. But if those same people, or maybe future people, can have a job, let's say, that's on Highway 87, you know, they're going the other way during rush hour, which is best.
Exactly.
You know, that's
mm-hmm.
ideal. And it's 87, so it's already got fairly substantial, robust capacity. You're not impeding traffic. I mean, they, you know, depending on how they get there, they might impact mm-hmm. Avalon. But the point is, if their commute time is shorter, that's better for their quality of life. It's also better for the cost and road miles to the roads.
Exactly.
And, you know, if you can have jobs where people live, you know, that's yep. good, right?
Exactly. Yes. Exactly. I mean, you see it with, and a lot of folks don't think about it, but, you know, you look at grocery stores. Oh, we have one 3 miles away. Well, their model is to put them closer to where the residents are. And guess mm-hmm. what? They're not traveling 8 miles to go to a grocery store. They're going 3, or it's nearer their neighborhood. So complaining about more grocery stores or Dollar Generals, I mean, Dollar Generals put them up and everybody complains about them. I mean, that was probably my biggest complaint. Why do we need one? Guess what? Every single one of them, the parking lot's full.
Right.
Because they're in the neighborhood and people are running there to get a gallon of milk.
And that's your first step of development. I mean, honestly, the Dollar General's first.
That's the that's the outpost, right?
Right. And then everything comes in after that.
That's the beachhead.
Yes.
I mean, they wouldn't build them if people didn't use them. That's what I tried to tell people. I says, they're not building it thinking
sit there, right.
They know you're going to come.
Right.
You know? So it's.
And so you, on the one hand.
The Field of Dreams reason.
Yeah, right. And, you know, I'm with you. I'm not a Dollar General patron particularly, but a lot of people are.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it's one of those weird stores that people love to hate, but look at what happens when they're there. Like you say, it's first them for a while, and then eventually a bunch of other stuff develops around them because they're, you know, that comes. And you want that.
Yeah.
You know, you want the
you want the other restaurants.
Right.
You want the diversity of store. It's got to start somewhere.
No, that's a really good point. You know, one of the other things, and you were very involved in this, Dave, is and it's just finally coming to fruition, is about a 500-plus acre parcel that the county, Santa Rosa County, has bought in the southeast corner, basically, from actually bought or acquired. I can't remember. Maybe it was donated.
No, we actually bought
you
it. We got a grant of a federal U.S. Fish and Wildlife grant to pay for half of it. The county's putting up $1.8 million, which I really appreciate the support of my commissioners at the time to make that happen. But this is 545 acres of untouched land, three different parcels, actually, a couple 200-acre parcels and a smaller 45-acre one. But the two big ones are right on the East River, and it's untouched land, and there's wildlife on it. And I work with Trust for Public Lands, probably started that 3 years ago, 3.5 years ago. And we worked with the owner, and we got the grant, and now they've approved the acquisition. So they're just waiting for the closing documents, and that's going to be 545 acres of green space in Conservation Rec forever that is unheard of on the south end of the county, you know,
right. There's really not that big park-ish kind of area.
Exactly.
Even though there's to some degree there's all the land, but there's not that like in one place where people can go and recreate.
Exactly. Walk trails, be part of the river. You grew up north, Andrew. What do we have up there? Forest preserves.
That's right, all over the place.
And that was government way back thinking we're going to buy this land, make it a forest preserve. My wife was like, what's a forest preserve? And I was like, that was their attempt to preserve the forest within a major metropolis area. And, you know, we're doing that now. So it was a little more expensive than if we did it 10, 20 years ago.
The growth is not stopping.
Right. You know, so this is going to be a beautiful
And you can't come in afterwards
thing.
And build a preserve.
Exactly.
Doesn't work that way.
You can't put a longleaf pine that's, 50 right. years old back.
So here for the wrap, I've got Joy Tsuboka and Dave Peach, and let's get Candy in here with Traffic on the Fives.
And again, just watching that one accident in Milton, although it may have been cleared, I'll check just a second. Creighton and Davis showing an accident now with no roadblock. Taking a look in Century at State Line Road and Green Street showing an accident, not showing a roadblock there. And then as we take a look in Milton at Highway 90, it looks like part of that area has been cleared up, so it's moving. It's just moving really slow. Caution wherever you are, and certainly if you have a traffic tip, text 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Back to Joy and Dave. Now, when we talked a little bit before the show, I always like to ask people, what do you want to talk about? I have my news things, but, you know, what are you interested in? And both of you said the animal shelter.
Yes.
So, Joy, you are a volunteer at Santa Rosa County Animal Shelter,
That's
right?
That's correct, yes.
So tell us what's going on.
Well, it's kitten season right now, and I know that I have three fosters, and this is a time of year where we get a lot of neonates in. The shelter gets in a lot of neonates, so there is a
What is a neonate?
And, it's an animal that's been taken away from their mother before
okay.
they're weaned.
Oh, okay.
So they have to be bottle fed and have to have a lot more care to them.
Okay.
And I do have to say that I want to thank former Commissioner Peach that my son did an Eagle Scout project for the shelter, and he contacted all his commissioners, and David was the only person that responded and actually.
Well, that's a thank you, and also the what. But okay, go ahead.
And for a 14-year-old, that's a huge deal.
Yeah.
So I really appreciate you doing that. And so I know that I'm not a spokesperson for the shelter. I want to make sure I make that very clear. But they do have a wish list on Amazon that's very easily searchable. They do have a lot of needs for right now for formula for kitten food, and I'm not going to leave the puppies out because the puppies need supplies also. And the shelter has really done a massive turnaround in the last 3 years. I mean, they've got no-kill status now, which is amazing. It's a very hard.
That's a long process to get that certification.
And very hard to do. And I love the staff there, from the folks that have been there for a long time. They love the animals. They do a great job. And I just love the fact that I get to help them out.
Yeah. And that was,
which, by the way, just Escambia also is a no-kill.
Yes, right. I have fostered for Escambia also.
Also a no-kill shelter. Go ahead.
You know, and that was one thing when I took office was I'm a dog guy. You know, we have 5 rescue dogs at home. 3 of them came from the shelter in Santa Rosa County. And that was, you know, one of my focuses was, why are we killing? And it was just leadership. And it was changing, you know, a mentality that had been there forever, and letting the people who do the job actually tell you how to do the job. So it's a success. Go take a dog out for a walk. If you don't have one, you could rent one
for
the day.
Good for the dog. It's, amen. You know, it's all good stuff.
Yep. Amen.
Well, Dave Peach, again, former county commissioner, and also Joy Tsuboka, who is a former PIO for the county and also for Santa Rosa County, and also the marketing director for Crown Healthcare Laundry, the biggest little gown and towel place you never heard of right here in Pensacola.
That's right.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
Can I do it live, Andrew?
Go on,
Commissioner Parker. Wrap it up, please.
News Radio.